We're reading Psalm 23 this morning for those of you that are joining us and perhaps maybe here for the first time or otherwise. I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul and leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. And because of this, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and then I will dwell or remain in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I'd like to bring to our attention the fact that our life is full of choices that we as human beings are required to make in our life. And every time we make a decision, every time we make a choice, and we just heard a message about Joseph, for example, about the fact that sin is not to dwell over us, but we are to have dominion over sin in our life. We are to consider ourselves dead to sin. Every time we make a decision in our life, it has eternal consequences. Consequences that are contingent on the decision that we have just made. There are consequences to everything we say and do in life. And the Bible says over and over several thousand times that it is the eternal, unchanging, inerrant word of the one true living God. And if that is the case, and if we believe this, then it is very important for us as Christians to know what Scripture says about life. And life includes, at its very beginning, birth, and at its very end, death. Yesterday, we celebrated both the life and the passing into eternity of a lady that was among us. And especially to the young people, but to all of us, any moment of your day could be the very last time you take a breath. The very breath you take right now could be the last breath you take if God does not give you the next one. And you need to live in an eternal consciousness of this. The text before us that we just read today is a text that many of you probably know by memory, by heart, in Russian and English, maybe in Spanish and some other languages. And it opens up to us the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. And it opens up to us metaphorically our relationship with Jesus Christ, and it speaks about this. And notice that the writer here, David, he confidently begins this passage by declaring with confidence that the Lord is his personal shepherd. Not just somebody else's, not the person across the street or in the next church or your neighbor or somebody in Africa or South America. The Lord is my shepherd. It is a personal shepherd. It is a personal relationship with the living God. In Psalm 100, as you read Psalm 100, it says that God created us. We did not create ourselves. We are not the product of evolution as scholars will teach us. We didn't just appear by accident. God created us, and for those of us that belong to him, we are his sheep. And his sheep is the Bible's way of talking about believers, about Christians, those of us that belong to God. It's a personal relationship, belonging. And in that verse in Psalm 100, it says, we are the people of his pasture or of his flock. Sheep are usually herded together in groups, a flock of sheep. And God's flock is God's church. Every single one of us in this church are part of God's local Hollywood group of sheep. And we belong to him personally, and he is our personal God. And not just a personal God, but a shepherd. And so let's briefly think about the relationship of who a shepherd is and what our relationship to Him as a sheep should be and needs to be, and what we have to do if we truly place our trust and our faith in Him. First of all, a shepherd, if he is a good shepherd, his primary responsibility is to take care of his sheep.
Хороший пастух заботится за овцами своими.
A good shepherd here, it says that he leads his sheep. Notice verse 2, it says, he leads me beside still waters, and he leads me, and he makes me to lie down or to rest in green pastures. In the summertime, when we go up to the lake, up at Lake Silverwood, when we have our church picnic, some of us lay down on the grass there, the green grass. By the water, you go and you lay down by the still water. And in your mind, you can picture this rest. And that is the picture of a Christian life when you are walking with Jesus or following Him when He is your shepherd and He's leading you. Notice that the shepherd, he leads and he directs and he provides. He surrounds you. A shepherd always leads his sheep and he walks in front of the sheep. If you have goats or you have cattle, you usually drive them in front of you. But a shepherd always goes in front of his sheep, and then the sheep follow him from behind. And the shepherd is always looking ahead to find another pasture, the next pasture, because the sheep will quickly eat up the grass that is there and drink up the fresh water that is there. And so the shepherd has always had to be looking forward to the next place to prepare and to lead his sheep into. And that is the picture here of how God cares and protects for us and provides for us, not just physically, but spiritually, for our spiritual needs. Something interesting about sheep is they are very easily scared. They will not go near water that is rushing quickly, or like a quickly moving river. They will not go near there or drink from there. And they might die from thirst, but they will not go near as other animals, and they will not step into the water. They only go up to the water's edge, and so they need water that is fresh, but not rushing. And finding fresh water that is not stale, that is not moving, is very difficult, because water needs a certain amount of agitation for it to remain fresh. And the shepherd was always concerned about that. And Jesus, he said, I am the good shepherd. Remember, Jesus said, I am the water of life, and whoever drinks of this water will never thirst again. He said to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. The second thing that we need to understand, that as sheep, we tend to wander away from our shepherd and get lost or get into trouble. And so we need restoration. He restores my soul, it says here. And this word restore means what we just talked about, возрождение, regeneration, to be born again, to become a Christian, to have faith and trust in this shepherd that's going to lead us. Jesus in John chapter 10 about himself says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I call them by name. Every single one of us has a name that God has given us, and when God leads us, he calls me by my name. He calls you by your name. And if you belong to him, if you are born again, if you're a genuine believer, you will first of all hear his voice. You will secondly obey his voice and follow him. All of this is a result of being restored, of being born again. To be restored with God means to be brought back into a relationship with God that was lost when Adam and Eve sinned. When God created Adam and Eve, they were sinless, but they fell into sin, and their relationship with God was destroyed. Restoration means coming back into fellowship with God. Remember, God used to come into the garden every day in the afternoon cool of the day, and have fellowship with Adam and Eve. And when Adam and Eve sin, God comes and he says, Adam, where are you? And Adam says, I am afraid of you. When God restores our relationship to him, even if we come through the valley of death, even when we face death, even when we have to die, there is no fear. The fear that Adam had is gone. God takes away all the fear that we have. That is a genuine characteristic of a Christian person. We can be born, we can live our life, and we can come to the end of our life. Sometimes our life ends in our young age, and sometimes it's in our old age. But when we come to the moment of death, there is no fear for the Christian believer. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear. Why? Because I am following my shepherd. He protects me. He takes care of me. I have no fear. And thirdly, the reality of death is reality for all of us. There's a time to be born, a time to do everything we do in life, Solomon says, and then there's a time to die. Hebrews says there is a time appointed to men to die. Every one of us has an appointment with God. God made the appointment, and none of us know the time or the day of our death. But we all have an appointment with death. And when that moment comes, if you are a believer, if Jesus is your shepherd, if you are following him as an obedient sheep, there's no fear, and you step through the door of death into eternity. And verse 6 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the Russian text, it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord many days. Many days is a way of saying forever, for eternity. Многие дни. How many is many? You know, many for one person could be made, perhaps like Peter. He forgave his brother 7 times and he asks Jesus, is this enough? It's too much. And Jesus says, no, 70 times 7 is not enough. And as much as Jesus has forgiven us. So the word many in God's terms reflects to always, forever, for eternity. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Notice that God provides us with goodness, and that's the good things in life. Mercy are the good spiritual blessings that God has given us. Our regeneration, our restoration, the water of life, the bread of life, the light that Jesus is. All of these are spiritual gifts. As you read chapter 1 of Ephesians that we went through a couple of years ago, all of the spiritual blessings that God gives us when he makes us his children. But the greatest privilege of all, the Lord is my shepherd. The personal relationship. Paul writes in Romans, he says, we can call God our Father. John chapter 1, Jesus says that to those who God has saved, we have the privilege of calling him our Father. We can authoritatively come into the presence of God and know him. How do you come into the presence of God? Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. There is no other way, there is no other truth, there is no other life except in Jesus, in the Good Shepherd that leads us into his eternal presence. And so may God bless this psalm to us as you go home and you reflect on these thoughts. Amen.